This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Elisa Yvonne Torres. Date of birth, December the 2nd, 1986. Case ID number 3086297. Date of exam 4/19/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Marisa C. Inigo. Dated. Dated 3/23/2020. Identifying information. This is a 35-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral knee pain and swelling secondary to congenital henovarum. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a healthcare provider for 2 months, stating that she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Before that time, she worked at Whataburger for 6 months, and also worked for Starbucks between 2013 and 2017, period. She also worked another period for Starbucks between 2009 and 2010. The claimant states she's worked approximately 7 to 8 years total, and that these jobs were mostly part-time. At the present time, she lives in a house with her sister, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, bilateral knee pain and swelling secondary to congenital henovarum. History of allegations, bilateral knee pain and swelling secondary to congenital henovarum. The claimant states that in 1986, when she was born, she was born with bow-leggedness, henovarum, and secondary to a congenital deformity of her legs. The claimant had 2 surgeries performed to correct this condition. One was performed in 1997 on each of one of her knees. And then a second surgery was performed in 2002 to help correct her growth in her knee area. Both surgeries were successful, and the claimant was able to ambulate. Since that time, she has developed osteoarthritis of the knees. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 3 minutes, and climb only 2 to 3 steps. She can bend over to pick up clothes but is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant does have a stick that she uses at home to help her ambulate, but she did not present to this office with that. The claimant is receiving her medical care from Hope Clinic. She takes Tylenol 500 milligrams BID for pain, which gives her some relief, but she does no other physical activity except light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking and doing the laundry. The claimant did present to my office on March the 23rd, 2020, and was evaluated for the same problem. She stayed since that time. Her knee pain and her ambulation has gotten worse and has decided to reapply for disability benefits. Family history: the father died at 62 years of age from lymphoma cancer. Mother died at the age of 50 from myocardial infarction. Medications: Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems: bow-leggedness congenital, Hernuvarum, morbid obesity, major surgeries. In 1997, she had two surgeries, one on each knee for bow-leggedness correction, and she also had one in 2002, two surgeries on both knees for revision of the surgery with good results at that time. Social history: the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, but did have an STD of chlamydia in the past, which has been treated. Physical examination: temperature is 96.9, weight 270 pounds, height 5 feet 1/4 inch, BP 117 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 53. General. This is a ...35-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild discomfort secondary to morbid obesity and difficulty ambulating with her legs. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, and there was a regular rate, but not rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs or rubs were heard with auscultation. However, the claimant appears to have a small gallop noted on the left midline axillary area. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis penis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses are 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese, and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does have bow-legged legs of Hernuvarum, secondary to deformity of the knees. She does have difficulty ambulating and does ambulate with a limp. She has had two surgeries, and there is a 12-centimeter left ventricle surgical scar, as well as a 16-centimeter right vertical scar on both below knee areas. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and antalgic, and she did appear to have some muscle spasms and mild tenderness of the knees. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except the bow-leggedness. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the lumbar spine flexion was 70 degrees, and the claimant was unable to flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, except the claimant does have mild decreased flexion of the knee at 110 degrees. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 10 degrees on the right side and 50 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is grossly normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels or toes, and has difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological exam, X-ray of the left knee? No acute fracture or dislocation was noted. The claimant does have osteoarthritis. There is old traumatic changes of the proximal tibia, but there is no significant change since the prior study of 6/18/2019. Probable diagnoses. Number one, bilateral knee pain and swelling secondary to congenital henovarum, which has been surgically corrected. The claimant is having more pain at this time. Physical examination appears to be fairly normal, except for some difficulty in ambulation. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Elisa Ivan Torres.